2INR. Oh, no problem at all in the old buzzing. It worked out really well. I got out of my work suit and got into my sweatshirt and jeans and kind of settled in. Nice cup of tea here. I'm just listening to the radio in the background. Worked out really well. And, yeah, Chuck, yeah.
It has been a while. It
has been a while. I don't think I've seen you since, maybe Friendship, Maryland. Probably Friendship. Maybe at Timonium. I don't know. But Friendship, Maryland for sure. When they moved the Gaithersburg event over to Friendship there the first year. Yeah, the 450 TL is the big brother of the 250 TH.
Yeah, they got the 450 TL TH. They got the 250 TL TH. They got the 100 THs and 100 TLs.
And then, of course, the 450 TL is the little brother to the 750 TH. And, yeah, Steve pretty much nailed around the head. They're just a big 250 TL. The bulbs on them are about 8 inches. And they stand about, probably 14, 15 inches high. Nice big tube. They got nice big plate structures in them. They look nice. They provide a nice warm glow here into the studio, so we like it. We like it a lot. And they work well. Work very well. Rig originally had the... ceramic tubes in it. The 21 Echo is a 5 kW or 10 kW, depending on the tube complement. Broadcast transmitter. Now, this one was contracted to be made in 1948, and it went into service in 1949 at KSTN, that's Kilo Sierra Tango November, on 1420 on the dial out in California, Stockton, California. And came out of service in 1999. The year of the 50th anniversary of the radio station. This rig was the KSTN's first and mainstay transmitter till 1995. Was used as a backup transmitter for about 4 years. And somehow it ended up in Virginia. And somebody had posted it to the AM Classifieds site I was running in the 90s. And I gave the guy a call, and all the rest, you know, we ended up with the rig here. So we're the second owner, and this is the second station the transmitter is operated in.